Cargo insurance. Domestic terms or Incoterms registered trademark trade terms may assign responsibilities for insuring freight. For example, the Incoterm 2020 CIF Cost Insurance and Freight specifies that the seller pays main carriage and insurance, which takes the form of a transferable marine insurance policy of the coverage C variety, which is a specifically named perils policy and does not cover many things that prudence would dictate be insured. Logistics professionals on the buyer's end need to know what the Incoterm's registered trademark trade term specifies as to insurance, which may be inadequate for many types of goods. They can get additional insurance or could get the other party to use the CIP, carriage and insurance paid to, Incoterm, which specifies coverage A, a higher coverage level that is discussed elsewhere. Note that none of the other Incoterms have any cargo insurance requirement for either party, but cargo insurance is always very important to obtain. An example of an issue with insurance is that a global company had corporate cargo insurance, which was capped for a maximum amount of shipment damage or loss on a single ship or with a single carrier. This is a standard clause. When there was an incident, it turned out that they had more cargo on the same ship than they knew because different subsidiaries of the organization used different freight forwarders, but all had used the same ship. This was the Ever Given in the Suez Canal, so the insurance did not pay beyond the capped amount. Similarly, carriers typically offer only basic coverage that has low liability limits. Carriers are exempt from liability in many situations, and it is important to learn what these exceptions are despite their complexity. Since the 1970s, International Monetary Fund, IMF, special drawing rights, SDRs, have been used as a virtual asset to determine carrier liability. As of 2024, one SDR was worth approximately $0.75. Here are liability limits for air and road as expressed using this artificial currency. Air carriers have minimal liability that is currently 2 SDR per kilogram of cargo. This is based on IATA Montreal rules. The carrier can be exempt from this liability if there is defective packaging, acts of war, or a number of other reasons. Road transport has liability of 8.33 SDR per kilogram of missing or damaged freight. Sea transport liability is not that straightforward. The rule in use will depend on the country in which the carriage contract has been signed. The rules of freight liability were established in 1926 with the Hague Agreements, still in use by 72 countries. The U.S. Carriage of Goods by Sea Act is based on the Hague rules. It limits an ocean carrier's liability to $500 per customary shipping unit, but they will not be held to this liability for many specific types of force majeure such as fire or perils of the sea. Furthermore, the burden of proof is on the importer or exporter. Additional rules in use include the Hague-Visby rule, a 1968 revision of the Hague Agreements, ratified by about 25 countries, the Hamburg Rule, 1978, ratified by 35 countries but not the U.S., or the Rotterdam Rule, which was signed off in 2009 but is not yet ratified. While the Rotterdam Rules are the most advantageous for shippers, most countries still use the Hague Rules. In all cases, the liability does not come anywhere near the actual value of your cargo. Covering a sea shipment with additional coverage is vital because ocean freight liability terms feature the lowest weight-to-valuation ratio of all modalities. For these reasons, it may be necessary to separately negotiate the purchase of additional insurance that both parties agree is acceptable, or to get additional insurance on top of what the other parties obtain. Note also that while damage is a real concern for transportation, theft of containers is the most prevalent type of claim. Theft risks are higher before and during a journey than at the destination port for the most part. They include opportunistic, unplanned theft, theft by organized crime, and insider theft. Theft by insiders typically involves altering records or paperwork. Damage to containers can occur due to storms, the effects of the high seas, the heave, pitch, roll, surge, sway, and yaw movements a ship makes can buckle containers or cause stacks to collapse. Fires, sinking, being stranded, or being jettisoned. Losses on ocean voyages that are sustained by all cargo owners in general are called general average losses, and all cargo owners share in the loss equally, even if only some cargo is destroyed or jettisoned. Losses that happen to just a particular cargo owner are called particular average losses, These losses fall exclusively to the cargo owner or its insurance.